Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let us go!
What's good, radio family? The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor. Starting with, on Sundays, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, followed by Cell Life with Michael Ceballos at 4:30 p.m. Mondays, The Grub at 12 noon, Darcy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Labrine at 6 p.m. Fridays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4 p.m. Saturdays is our triple hitter, and it starts off with Saturdays for Beth with Sister Lorraine Brown, followed by Brother Now Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m., and Lota Bar Nation with Sandra Grace at 7 p.m. The Psalmist Voice presents by appointment only. Coming soon, TPV Radio's open mic open to all pastors, preachers, and artists, and we're going to get it in to be announced. You can also catch us on Live 365 24/7. Just search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
At Javina Distributing, we got your covering for your winter and summer needs. One size fits all. To order yours today, please message them on Facebook at Javina Distributing or call 616-929-2991 or 517-489-6923. Or you can order from the website www.allsportsheadgear.com and type in promo code Siron2020 to receive 20% off your purchase. Let's get it. Let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
City on my back, like a whole lot on my chest. Treating me foul, had to tap in with the rest.
Blow the whistle.
Them folks got benched, now watch me get blessed. Had to switch it up, everybody ain't loyal.
Nope.
But my day ones with me being down since the soil.
Whoa.
All these hard times ain't finna stop.
Never.
If my God be with me, then we
poppin'. Okay.
On the real, really losing ain't no option. I got the word in my heart, so be cautious. I swear these Pharisees really make me nauseous. Guard my mind, ain't no time for no nonsense. Nah, straight like that, set it on wax. Only spitting facts, you can play it back. You can hear the truth when I'm in the booth. You can hit the dough if you get mad.
Your brother, your cousin, your nephew of Real Talk, Pastor Byron Sego.
What you finna do when you get in?
I'ma act up, act up, act up, act up.
Hey, 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 what's going on? Everybody, you already know, you heard. It's your brother, your cousin, your nephew. It's Pastor Byron Sego with Real Talk. And hey, I want to welcome everybody to our show on this afternoon. And I'm telling you, we got a good one. We got a great show on this afternoon. So hey, I welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching with us now, you're listening right now, hey, I salute you. If you're joining or watching us later, I salute you. But hey, we are here at the TPV Radio Network, and I want to give some quick shout-outs really, 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 really quick. Hey, I want to send a shout-out to Pastor Chris Newton and his wife, Shanice Newton, at the TPV Radio, all of the TP Radio family. I salute you. I want to send a big shout-out to my wife, Lady LaTanya Sego. I salute you, my children, my family, everybody that's riding with us at Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries, Blessings on the Block Community Outreach. Hey, I salute you all, and I appreciate you all. So again, we here at TPV Radio Network. Let me lay down the ground rules of what we don't do here at the TPV Radio Network. Look, we don't talk politics, all right? The only thing I will tell you to do is I will tell you to go and vote. As a matter of fact, voting is coming up real soon, so I encourage you to go vote. If you're not registered to vote, hey, register to vote, go vote, get your vote in, because it is your right. It is what our people have fought for over the years. So, hey, go vote. Go vote. Please go vote. And again, hey, we're here, and I'm so excited about this show because, look, I got some of my homeboys. When I say homeboys, they're both from the state of Mississippi. I got one that's from Armory, Mississippi, one that's from right there in Natchez, Mississippi, and I definitely want to show these brothers some love. And they have a book that's out right now, and I'm going to tell you that you got to go get this book. It's available now on Amazon. I'm not going to tell you nothing about the book. I'm going to let these two brothers tell you about the book. So, hey, without further ado, hey, I want to introduce you all to my very, very special guests, and I'm proud of these brothers. Hey, Daytron Gillian and Carlos Thomas, my guests, they are the authors of Thinking Out the Pen. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, brother?
Man,
great to have us, man.
Man, look, bro, I was so excited about this thing, man. Look, it's just great to see two of my homeboys is doing good stuff, man. Especially writing a powerful book, and I still gotta get my copy of it, man. Every time I go on Amazon, I've been having issues, but you know we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. So look,
okay.
Hey, So look, we'll start off with D. They try. Hey, look, man, tell the listeners about yourself, bro.
Well, my name, of course, as you know, just by you saying it and then by being on the cover of the book, is Daytron Gillen. I'm a proud father of two, a 15-year-old and a 1-year-old. I've been married to my awesome wife, Jamera Gillen, since 2010. We've been together since 2001. I'm really just a family man, an entrepreneur at heart who loves to take care of my family and do the things that God has called me to do. And this book, along with my good friend Carlos Thomas, was one of those things that God led us to do, just the beginning of it. So we just wanted to use our talents, just two people using what God has blessed us with, to make a living and make a name for ourselves. So that's who I am in a nutshell, a family man, a businessman, and just somebody who just love to take care of the business that God has chosen me to take care of.
That's good, bro. That's good. That's good. Carlos, what's up, man? This is my homeboy from Natchez, Mississippi. Hey, I love both of y'all. Big shout out to both of y'all. But, hey, you know Carlos from right there from our little small town in Natchez. Hey, Carlos,
right,
tell me about yourself,
right,
bro.
Yeah, how you doing, Holmes? My name is Carlos Thomas, as you know, the co-author of Thinking Out the Pen. I'm 44 years old. I have three kids. My oldest 26. I got twins that's 21. I've been incarcerated for 20 years now. So I'm still in prison. I want to thank God for giving me and Daytron, for blessing us with the talent and gift to put us in a position where doors and opportunities like this may open so that we share our talent. And hopefully, there's something that we are able to give to someone. Maybe they hear a word or two or, something that inspires them and motivates them to keep pushing, because that's all I've been doing, man, is keep pushing and hearing on. Trying to get out of prison, man.
Yeah. Hey, and as y'all heard, listeners, hey, my man Carlos, he's still incarcerated right now, but I'm gonna tell you, bro, look, this should be what y'all see these two brothers doing right now. And number one, man, I want to tell y'all I'm proud of y'all. I'm really proud of y'all. And one thing, all y'all is listening right now, man. Look, if y'all don't take anything from this on tonight. Look, take it from Daytron and Carlos, man. Regardless of what you've been through or what you're going through or what you're dealing with, your past is your past, and God still got something for you to do. So I want to tell y'all I'm proud of you, bro, and I want to salute y'all. I want to salute y'all, man, for just doing what you're doing, man.
Right, right.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Hey, hey. Yeah, no thanks. So, hey, let's talk about this book, man. Let's get in this book because I wanna grind. Hopefully, man, we can get down to the point where y'all can spit a little bit and read some few things from the book. If we can, man, I need to have y'all back on next week if we don't get to that point, man, because I gotta let these listeners hear some of the stuff that's coming from the book. So we're gonna try to get to that, but if we don't. Hey, I'm going to have y'all, if y'all can, come back on next week, man. So that's already an open invite. So, hey, everybody's heard it, so you can't say I ain't ask you.
No problem.
So look, thinking out the pen, man. Hey, Carlos, we'll start with you, man. How did this come about, man?
I've been writing all my life. If it's pen and paper, I'm pretty nice with it. I'm pretty nice with the pen and paper. We're putting words together. And I just started writing poetry. At one time I was, trying to rap, write lyrics. So I started in prison. I just started writing my feelings down, I found just recognize the talent within myself of just putting words together a special way that only I know how to make me special with the gifts that I have, But it's just all from experience, from living life, from pain. We just putting it down on paper, man. Everything you can see inspires me. It's so many guys around me. That's in worse situations than I am, and they still pushing it. Powerful men. What I'm saying? So I think I just get my inspiration, man, just from everyday life. Just keep pushing, man. Keep writing. Keep trying to be creative.
That's good. That's what's up. That's what. Hey, So D, talk to me, man. I got two questions for you, D. So how did you end up linking up with Carlos by being so far, Natchez and Army? They ain't right that close to each other, but I know Paulo's right. situation. So how did y'all end up linking up, man? And then how did y'all end up linking up and then getting this book together?
Well, you know, I went on a little light vacation myself for
right.
what Carlos started talking about. I went there for 12 years because of something that I had done. And I was blessed to be around Carlos. You know, we were in the drama club together there at the facility that we were in. And man, once we really just got around each other, to me, everything just clicked because of who he is, his laid-back personality, of course, his awesome talent, how he loves to write. And he really loves a lot of the things that I love and I'm involved in. And we just really just met from the door, you know, to me. And so by having the same type of passions, and, you know, man, me and this guy will brainstorm like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I look up, he'd be one of the only few people up just as well as myself. So I shoot over there and run him off an idea and ask him what he thought about it. Then he'll give me that experience and wisdom on top of all that. And then it's just like, man, well, we might as well do something together, you know. So we actually have something outside of this book. The book come from what we actually started together, a group we started together. Then we decided
right.
to write the book and many more ideas that came from that. But it was just really being in the same place, and that's all God, being around each other at the same time, that's all God. And then from there, man, we just missed. And the rest, as they always say, is history.
So, look, man, I know it's hard. You know, especially, you know, there's so many, you know, rules and stuff that you gotta work with and you gotta deal with, you know, by being incarcerated, man. But how did y'all get the book together, man?
Well, that was as far as us just putting pieces together, because Daytron is so very creative. Daytron does music as well, so. He already had different pieces and already had different pieces as well. So we collaborated, put some pieces together, but then also we came together and came up with some new titles, new ideas, and meshed those together. And then after Daytron vacation was over, he just stayed with the program. You know, we had put plans together while we were together, and he just stayed with the program. He kept the vision going. And here we are, you know, God is beautiful. He just made things happen, you know, one step after another.
Yeah. Daytron, what you was getting ready to say something, bro.
Yeah, so it was just really just picking back off of Carlos, you know. It's just, first of all, just the right timing. And, you know, once me and him met, man, it was just automatic that we started talking about future plans, because even being there, like, you never consider yourself that that's where you're going to be forever. Whether you got a date, a release date, or whether you don't, you know, you always keep your mind on, like, you know, we're going to leave that place. And that's what Carlos has always had his mind on. The guy's very, you know, it's freedom all over him. You never see him as far as being incarcerated with his thoughts, with his actions, no, none of that. So it was just always that, like, we clicked, and then we came up with a title, we came up with a name. Let's combine these poems that we got. Let's combine ideas that we got, old ideas that we had. We brought them together up under this one umbrella that we do have, and we just decided that we was going to push this vision that we have. And our vision was just to write. You know, we both have a gift. I started off as a rapper. He got me into poetry, honestly, just being around him and him being so poetic. Like, he's a real poet. I consider myself a rapper turned poet, but just being around him and starting off writing myself, and then we meshed those ideas together and we said, hey, well, we're going to come up with something that's bigger and better than just combining poems. And so we came up with a group title. We write music, the music group, and we just considered ourselves two men who looking to push forward in life, and, you know, not just let incarceration be our final destination, but to be two proud, successful black men doing things on our own. So that's really the only thing that we had in mind. And once I was released from that vacation, man, you know, just keeping Carlos in mind and, you know, the things that we had already discussed, we had already had the plan in motion. It was just time to implement it. Then it took us some time, but like he said, here we are.
Yeah, right. That's good, bro. So the title, man. Look, y'all, when when your brother put it out, man, and I saw it. As a matter of fact, me and your brother, we graduated the same year. So when your brother put it out, I was like, wait a minute. So I saw the title. So let the people know, thinking out the pen. Mm-hmm. They trauma started with you, man. How did y'all feed into that, bro? And come up with that name, thinking out the pen. Because I tell you, man, when people see that title, I believe people are drawn to that title, right? Because I was drawn to it, right? Because when he put it up on Facebook, I said, thinking out the pen. I said, all right. So they trying to start with you, man. How did y'all come up with that, with the title of that book, man?
Well, I definitely don't want to sound, you know, arrogant or cocky or anything of that nature, but it's just, it was easy for us, especially by Carlos being a writer. You know, like I said, I'm a writer as far as writing rap, and he's a poet, and so we have to think as far as, like, how can I reach the public with my words, but to do it in a way that's going to make you think about it, not just something that's, you know, so simple and that you're a kid, but something that'll make you think about what we're saying, and then to, like, be like, oh, like, I finally got it. And so as writers, that's what we do. We think out the pen. Like, my thought, the things that I feel, the things that he has gone through, his experiences, 44 years of living, I mean, it's a lot that you can give people coming from where we came from. So when we write, that's how we write. We write as if we put thoughts, things that we done actually thought about or actually went through, and things that we think about what we went through on paper. And so that's one fold of it, thinking out the pen. But then, of course, like, when you look at it, you know that we wrote those poems in the penitentiary. So we wrote those poems in a place where you're going to be able to feel everything we were writing. It's automatic for us to write deep stuff because we are writers, but we wrote it from a place that you know that everything we wrote about is true. Like, if you see a poem that Carlos wrote and there was some pain in it, it was pain in that poem. Like, that was a real thing because of what we were and what we went through. So it's twofold. You know, we think out the pen as far as a physical pen that we write with, and the poems that we gave the public was out of the penitentiary. So we called it Thinking Out the Pen.
Man.
Abstract.
Got it. Yeah. That's straight. Cause you know what? I'm gonna tell you when the first part you talk about, they trying about the actual pen, the paper. I didn't think about that. You know what I'm saying? What I took from it was knowing that two brothers have been incarcerated, right? Two brothers have been incarcerated, but they're thinking. They have become institutionalized, you know what I'm saying? They're thinking outside of that institution for bigger things that God has. That's the way I took it. Now, I could be wrong, but that's the way.
Like,
I took
thinking
it.
Out the box.
Yeah, most thinking definitely. Out the box. Yeah.
Most
so, Carlos, go ahead and talk to the people, man, about your part on thinking on the book.
Yeah. Thinking out the pen, you could definitely say that it's thinking out the box also. That's like Daytron said, that's how we come up with it. It's abstract. Of course, you're thinking out of the pen. We constantly write, you know, and it's like if I write a letter home, then it's like these words become me. You know, it's me, but it's like these words become me. So I'm thinking out of the pen. You know, that's my pain on those words. You know, you don't have me to hold on to, but you have these words I'm giving you. So thinking out of the pen, you know, and thinking out of the penitentiary, as you said. So it's all abstract. We try to put depth in our words and not just give you something shallow. You know, we want to give you something to think about. You know, something that's gonna make you wanna flip the page, and something that you really won't even get maybe the first time when you read, and you'll have to read over it, and you know, maybe you won't get it then, but you eventually you'll see it, you know. So that's how we like to try to put it down, man.
That's good, bro. That's good. So I think Carlos, I think you told me. See, I think this is not your first book. Now, is this not now? Do both of y'all got more books or Daytron, is this your first book? And I know, Carlos, you told me that this wasn't your first book, right?
No, this is not my first book. This is the first book that I've, I guess I've gotten more recognition from this book. But like I said, this book is a poetry and thoughts book. The book that I had currently written was an urban novel. And it was sold to a publisher. I sold a few books to a publisher who published them. So, yeah, this is not my first book, and it definitely would not be my last.
All right. So, right. So the, I know this ain't gonna be your last one either. So did y'all self publish this book, or did y'all send it out to a publisher?
Was a good friend of ours, Mr. Simmons. You know, he's a good friend of my sister's, and they helped us out. The publishing company that he works up under, they helped us out. But all the footwork, you know, of course, was me and Carlos. The ideas and the pushing of it, you know, we just had to reach out to somebody who had just a little bit more than what we had to actually get it out there. But all the work was just specifically between me and him, as far as when you're talking about titles, when you're talking about the artwork, as far as the cover, who came up with everything, that's all us. But of course, you have to have other people that has just a little bit more than you have to kind of push it out there. So we work with somebody on out there, and my sister Vanessa Gillen, she is
okay. Right.
And
okay.
big thanks to her.
Yeah, big shout out to her. So pretty much y'all didn't have to go out and really deal with a whole lot of different people. It was pretty much in house, and that's almost kind of the best way to do it, because, you know, real talk, some people you can't deal with, but when you got everything in house, everything y'all need was right there in the house, and y'all was able to use that for y'all success, man. And that's good. So
I think if you I think as long as you have a goal and you stay focused on it and drive towards it, no matter what obstacles come in your way, because it's like gravity. You're trying to go against gravity. You know, it has to be obstacles. It has to be pitfalls, mountains that come your way to try to stop you from fighting against this gravity. It has to. But, I mean, if you stay focused and stay on that path, then all things are going to fall in line. You know, it's just we didn't beat it from our goal. You know, we staying focused.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Spin from the book just a little bit, because I just got some questions. And again, I know that people listening to this is gonna be really, really encouraged. I know they're gonna be encouraged if they listen to it now or later. And this show is broadcast worldwide, so I'm gonna let you know right now. When I say worldwide, it's actually broadcast worldwide. So while we sleep, other people in other countries and stuff are listening to it. All right. So D, let me ask you this, man. So when you got out, how difficult was it for people to adjust to knowing you had spent some time, you had been on vacation? How was that adjustment with people, man? Was people kind of acting funny with you, or was it kind of like an easy transition?
Well, for me, I mean, just being honest, it was super easy. And you know, the people that was around me, that was actually in my life, you know, of course they knew. You know, they knew what I had been through for the last 12 years as far as being incarcerated. But of course, to them, you know, loved ones, friends, my wife, my kids, I've never been anything different to them. I've always been somebody who messed up, made a mistake, and was gone for a few years, and now I'm back home, and you know, nothing was different for them. Matter of fact, those 12 years actually made me better. So when I came home to them, you know, it was really more of a blessing to them, because I was a different person. But, you know, I actually love to be around people that didn't know I was incarcerated, because it's like people have a perception of people going to prison. Like when you get in trouble, you see people on the news going to prison, your first thought is, that's good. You know, he need to be in prison forever. And I love to be around those type of conversations, so I can tell you, like, did you know I've been to prison? They were like, wow, right. Like they trying you. Like, what did you do? And so I have to give them that story. But I wanted to be in that realm of that type of conversation going on because I wanted to let you know, like, it's not what you think it is. You know, the people back there are not who you think they are. And so when I got out, you know, besides my family and friends, a lot of people didn't even know I had been to prison because, of course, I carry myself different. Like, prison didn't change me for the worse. It actually changed me for the better. So when I came out, I was a man who was ready for society. I was ready to take on the responsibilities of being a husband and being a father and just trying my best or doing what's necessary to get better in life. So when people were around me, you know, they never got the vibe that, hey, I was this troublemaker. I was this guy that they couldn't trust, you know, somebody to tuck your purse or watch your kids around. It was none of that. But I love to be in the vicinity of those people because once you brought up how people were in prison or that people needed to stay in prison forever because of something that they probably did wrong or made a mistake on, then I wanted to let you know, like, hey, like I was back there. I was one of those guys. And now you shocked and you surprised. But that's only because you didn't perceive me as being that type of person. I know because it was different.
Right, right, right. And that's one thing, man, that I try to tell people, bro. And you know, everybody that's been that's been locked up that did some time, they aren't bad people, man. You know. They aren't terrible people. They ain't terrible people where folk think they need to be locked up forever. You know, everybody that's made a mistake, man, or made a bad choice, man, they ain't bad people. And then on top of that, those same people that's looking down at people who have spent some time, you know what I'm saying? They ain't no better than nobody else, you know. So, you know, I want to encourage y'all, man. Don't let them people, man, that look down on you, man. Do not let that stuff get to you, bro. You know, because y'all smart, man, and y'all got a lot going for you, bro. So I'm real excited about where this book is going. So how has the support been since this book since the book has been out? Carlos, I start with you, bro. What the support? And I know people have been putting it out there. I've been putting it out there, man. I've been putting it on Facebook and stuff like that. So how has the support been since this book has been released?
From my viewpoint, what I've been seeing, the support has been great, man. Everybody is receiving it lovely, man. I'm proud of it. You know, I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of the reactions. When I ask anybody who's bought a copy of, I ask them how was it or how's the reading going, the words that they give me in response makes me happy, you know, makes me feel good because they give me some nice words like deep or, you know, make them think. And that's when I know when I write my pieces, that's the type of vibe I'm trying to get. I want to use your brain. I want to try to make you think and feel me. So I've been liking the support that's been coming behind it.
Gotcha. D, what about you from where you are in Armory? How has support been that way?
Well, it's like just like Carlos said, man, it's been tremendous. You know, starting at home with my wife, you know, I always want to make her proud, of course, you know, just by going through, you know, that little vacation that we went on. So, you know, coming out and going better and being better, that was something that I wanted to focus on, just being better for her and my kids. So to see her reaction as to being proud of me, you know, that meant a lot to me. All my family and friends, but most importantly, just to have the help out, you know, like Carlos said. I'm proud of us, you know, just for that. You know, people are receiving it well, like, man, y'all really wrote a book. And it's actually a bigger thing to them than it is to me. Like, I have to remind myself that we actually did follow up on what we started out. You know, our goal was to get this out, and it took us a minute, but we actually got it done. And so I have to remind myself that it's a bigger accomplishment than I'm actually perceiving or receiving it to be myself. But the reception, the love that we have gotten from other people has been tremendous.
Yeah. So how is it working out as far as they trying you being out and Carlos you still being in? I think I got a little feedback from somebody's phone. Probably too close. We probably need to cut it down a little bit. I don't know whose phone it is. So how's communication been, man? As far as getting stuff out with the book, working the book, doing stuff. You know, Daytron, I know you out, and Carlos, you still in. How's that been working out?
Go ahead, Carlos.
Well, it's been pretty you know, we use the little technology that we can use. No, it's not pretty. It's not much I can do. But you know, I do what I can. And people, the support out there in the world, you know, is better. That's what I strive of out there. That's all I really have. The support out there. And, you know, everybody sharing and passing on, and word of mouth is the best, you know. So I think that's the most powerful, word of mouth.
Right on. Now are you able – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Daytron. You didn't say something, bro?
I was just amen to what Carlos said. You can go ahead.
Yeah. So, Carlos, are you – Is it been working out where folk there where you at have been able to read the book or been able to get the book or that's kind of been off limits?
No, it's not off limits. It's just the time that the books come out. The guys here with me, they just haven't got their copy yet.
Okay.
You hear me? Yeah, they just haven't got their copy yet. But it's on it. They are on their way.
Gotcha.
But now, a lot of the poetry that's in the book, a lot of these guys around here, they've heard it. You know, they've heard a lot of my pieces.
Okay.
We've done talent shows, and like Daytron spoke about earlier, there was a drama club that we were in, and we used to do talent shows and drama shows where we would spit pieces. And so a lot of the guys here, they have heard me and Daytron pieces. So, you know, we get a lot of support from it here also, and they tell their people out there, you know. So the word is, it seems like it's beginning to be a movement for us. So, you know, it's great. I love the support.
Yeah. So, Carlos, now, I remember when we was talking, man. That you got your degree since you've been there, right?
I got my barber's license.
Your barber's
license. Since I've been there.
Okay.
I'm a certified barber. With the state barber board, I took a course at Ole Miss for entrepreneurship.
Okay.
The facility I'm at, they have a lot of different things where you can program where you can take to better yourself, if you choose to. So I just talked to somebody today, a counselor. I'm trying to get something else to add to my repertoire. You know, so
That's good, bro. That's good, because y'all encouraging people that's listening to know that just because you've been down, that don't mean you out, you know, and y'all proving they're really, really good. That, you know, just because you've been down for a little bit, don't mean you out. So, let's talk about Mississippi, man. Look. We all from Mississippi. We know Mississippi ain't the best spot. I ain't gonna say it ain't the best spot. But so Armory, Mississippi, Daytron. So Armory, Mississippi ain't that big, right?
No, sir. It's not. You know, you mess around and sneeze, you'll miss it.
So, Carlos, I know you know. Is it smaller than Natchez?
Man,
that I don't know.
Hey, Carlos,
I don't know.
You know, Natchez, we it ain't that big, bro.
No, it's not that big, man. I'm not sure the size of Anne-Marie, where Detron is from, but you know, both of them are pretty small towns, you know. And I think that makes it even much better that we are trying to do what we're doing. You know, being that we come from Mississippi and small, very small towns in Mississippi. I mean, it shows that no matter where you come from, a small town, backwoods, incarceration, if you, whatever you believe you are, whatever you believe you are, believe you capable of doing, you can do it. You know, all you got to do is put your mind to it and stick to it, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's good, bro. You know, put your mind to it, stick to it, and then listen to God, man.
Listen to God, man.
Most
I tell
definitely.
People, man, God ain't going to call you to hang up on you. You feel me? You know, if God called you, God is not going to hang up on you. God going to hold the line until God until God gets you where God wants you to be at for God's glory, you know. So I try to encourage people, man, God ain't going to hang up on you. Even though that we gonna go through stuff, we're going to deal with stuff, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to fall, we're going to stumble, God's still on the line, man, and God ain't gonna hang up on us, especially when God got something for us to do. And you know, man, I know God got something great for y'all coming out of this out of this book that y'all wrote, man. So let me ask you this: so what's in the future for you guys? Now, you know, I got Carlos. I know, you still got a few years left and things like that. So what's in the future between you two as far as continuing on with the books? Do y'all have another volume that y'all looking at coming out of, or y'all steadily writing, then going to put something else together? So is there a volume two of Thinking Out the Pen?
Detron?
Like we previously stated, you know, this whole thing started because we actually bonded together and came up with a group. So before there was even any material, me and him were already linked. And, you know, when I was released, you know, me and him had already verbally signed a deal with each other, you know, just by the friendship that we have. And that's how this thing was even able to get finished, just by that bond that we have. And like, hey, we're going to continue to do more stuff. So definitely it could be a part two to that because we have way more material. But Carlos is already man to man, I don't know if I can tell you or not, but he'll slow me down if I'm about to move too fast. But, you know, when I was back with him, he had already told me about an idea he got. I don't want to release the name of this book, but just the where he's going with it. You know, man, it's going to be so dope and so deep. And just we really anything that I'm on, he's on, you know, because I like to consider myself somebody who's carrying them guys with me, because I was incarcerated for 12 years, but I was so many places, but no place that I was at meant more to me than the place that I was at with him, because of him and some more guys. And actually, it's a guy that we spoke of just in the beginning of the book, just really giving him a shout out for being so, you know, encouraging to me. Like every day I came to this man, the man that I'm talking about, Ike Rose, with some type of poem and rap, he always told me how good it was. And this man would be just waking up out of bed, and I'm like, hey, listen to this. And he just encouraged me with this. So with anything I do, I honestly, you know, whether it's known or unknown, I carry them guys with me. So, man, just in a nutshell, like, this is me and him, we have so much more. We just got to this roadmap that we on, we just got to continue that way and continue discussing some things that we done already previously talked about. But you're talking about a man who is full of ideas, talking about Carlos. So it's like, it's only man, what they say, the sky's the limit, you know. It's only up from here, you know, whatever it is that we choose to do. It's all about finding a plan and sticking to it, because I feel like we got a little traction now, just like he said. And, man, with everything else that we're going to do behind that, just going to add the icing to the cake. So we moving.
Right.
Carlos, we just want to open the door. We really want to use this book here, man, to get our foot in the door. You know, get our names out there. Let people know our talent, our skills, our gifts. You know, and we have a lot. You know, we have so much. I couldn't even speak up on the things that we have. I mean, like he spoke about the book. I will give the title of it. It is almost finished. It should have been finished by now. But it's The Man in the Last Cell. And it is going to be a great book. So we have several things. Of course, we're coming with another poetry and thoughts book. Of course, you know, we have a lot we're going to do. So we just ask for the support and, you know, be patient with us. And, man, we have some great things that we're going to do, man. We want to give back.
Most definitely.
Look, bro. Look, I'm gonna have to ask you because when you said the title of that book, I just shook my head. I was like, man. So, without releasing too much, man, The Man in the Last Cell. I know. so talk about that just a little bit, man. Look, don't release too much, man, because I want the people to anticipate, bro. So The Man in the Last Cell, man, talk to us about that real quick.
The Man in the Last Cell is about a man. Of course, he's incarcerated. He has family, he has kids, he has people that loves him. He's not thrown away, but he goes in the penitentiary like majority of us, and he's on the wrong path, meaning his thoughts are in the wrong direction. He goes to solitary confinement. He goes through a lot of different obstacles in prison. He finds himself in solitary confinement. In solitary confinement, there is a man that is in a cell next to him, and this man is very knowledgeable of many different things. He's knowledgeable of many different secrets. Maybe some people would say secrets of the ancients. And he shares some things with this man. And when this man finds himself and goes through all these things, these obstacles that he goes through and dealing with himself, and he is about to be released from this place, then he finds the whole time that this man in the cell beside him was actually him having conversations with his inner self.
Man, that is
and,
so dope.
Yeah. And the wise man that he was speaking to was a wise man that had always dwelled within him. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a very powerful book.
Man,
that's so
yeah.
dope.
Yeah, look, man, that already sounds deep, bro. When you said that, he was talking to himself, man. That, wow. Because, look, listen to me, bro. When I hear that, man, that wisdom that he thought he didn't have was already inside in him, and was trying to push through. But there was that
That's
battle
right.
between that wisdom and that part of him that was wise and the part of him that wasn't wise.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. We all have that battle with our lower self and our higher self. You know?
There you go. That's
you know?
Good, bro. That's good, bro. That's good. And sometimes what we do, man, is when we battle with ourselves, we battle with ourselves by the stuff that we go through. Because what happens, man, when we make mistakes and we fall and we stumble, we make bad choices because we all gonna do it. We end up fighting ourselves, thinking that we ain't worthy to move forward because we did this in the past. We ain't worthy. Ain't nobody gonna bother us. So now that's that person that we have in that battle with, and the other person, that wise person, is telling us, hey, it's gonna be all right. And that wise person that's talking to us is the Spirit of God that's telling us, look, you're gonna be all right. I got you. I just need you to get up, dust yourself off, and don't worry about what people saying about you because I got you.
That's right. That's right.
That's good, man. Man, I'm looking forward to that. And look, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Now, I don't know how this is gonna happen, but y'all got to figure this out. So I'm gonna get my book right. So both of y'all are gonna have to autograph.
That
can be. It's gonna be easy.
What did they do?
It's gonna be easy to figure out.
Oh yeah.
We done got this one. I mean, God's gonna orchestrate the rest of the way, so we definitely gonna get that handled.
That's right.
Look, man. that, hey, brother, that got to happen, man. I got to have y'all. Look, I got to have y'all sign it like a yearbook, bro.
Most definitely.
with the blue pen and everything. So real quick, Carlos, I think we had talked, man. So I believe you graduated a year after me, right?
Yeah, I did. I graduated '94.
Because I graduated in '93. Me and Roger, your brother, we graduated together in '93. We had no idea, man. We was messing around the same I ain't gonna say hallways, but we were messing around the same sidewalks at Nudges High, man.
Right.
That's crazy.
It's funny, you know, I was talking to someone else yesterday, and it's funny how back during my school days in my younger years as a child, there were things that I liked to do, like writing and rapping and things. But, you know, as I got older, I drifted away. Life took me away from those things. But it's like when I've been on my vacation, had time to sit down, it's like, those are the things that keep me grounded. You know, those same talents and skills I put everything into now, those are the things that kind of keep me grounded, and I can, you know, put my anger into it, put my frustrations, put my stress, you know, into those talents. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, man. So here's what I'll tell y'all, man. When I think about this book, and I think about what both of y'all, you know, have served, had a decent time, and I know, Carlos, you finishing up your time, man. When I think about this, man, I go back to the Bible, man, and the first person I think about the Apostle Paul, man, and so much stuff Paul wrote from prison, man. So much stuff Paul wrote while in chains, locked up. And stuff that changed the world. Stuff that changed the world. And I see that y'all keep grinding, man. Y'all keep going. Y'all gonna change the world, man. With just what y'all have. And I'm encouraging y'all, but I'm telling you, I know that y'all have the opportunity right now, man, to keep grinding and change the world and make an impact on people. And again, especially from where we're from, man, this state of Mississippi, you know,
right.
I mean, I'm telling you, I truly believe, man, that y'all gonna make a big impact as long as y'all keep pushing, man, keep grinding, and keep going, man. And I just can't say enough, bro, about how proud I am of y'all and stuff like that. So we definitely gonna have to have y'all come on next show. So y'all be ready. Hey, whatever y'all want to spit, y'all spit. But I need y'all to be ready. So same time, y'all need to be ready. So hey, real quick, where can people get the book from, man?
They can go on Amazon right now and purchase a copy. You can purchase a copy through Amazon, or because me and Carlos are so hands on, you know, that's the type of people that we are. You can actually reach out to us and get it, you know, just because we like to deal with the people and we like to talk to people. But you can definitely go the route of going through Amazon. It's up on Amazon right now. Look the book up, the title of the book, or look the authors up, and it should pop up. And you can purchase it through Amazon, or you can purchase it through one of us.
All right. So D, I just better get my copy from you, though, right?
Most definitely.
All right. We'll definitely hook up.
For the rest of the listeners, because I know someone that just asked me, say they had tried to go on also and there was some complications, but both of the author names will not show. You will just have to type in Datron Gillen and then Thinking Out the Pen, A Collection of Poems and Thoughts, and it'll pop up.
Okay. All right, so whoever purchased, they got to search it under Datron's name.
Yeah, author Datron Gillen. When you punch in his name, then both names, you know, the whole book will pop up. Both names will pop up, author names. But it's Datron Gillen, Thinking Out the Pen, Collection of Poems and Thoughts.
Gotcha. So, listeners, I hope y'all heard that Amazon and you can get it directly from them. And when you get it from them, hey, make sure y'all get it signed. So, hey, real quick, D, I'm going to start out with you, man. Send your shouts out before we get out of here for the night, man.
Man, most importantly, above anything, man, I just want to thank God for allowing us the opportunity. You know, people look at prison in a negative way, but I would have never met Carlos. I would have never met any of them guys that I met back then. And when I tell you, as a man, I know it's kind of soft or sensitive to us, that's how we look at it. But when I tell you these are men that I actually genuinely love, have respect for, you know, their talents, just the men that they are. So I want to shout out my wife, of course, right up under God, because she held me down all those years I was gone, currently still holding me down because I can still get a little ignorant sometimes. So I just want to thank her, Jamila Ashe Gillen, a true queen. I'm talking about a true backbone, a true support. My kids, they was just there with me that whole time, man, and they supported me. They never looked at me any different. So God, my wife, my children, and, of course, my co-author, got to thank him, man, because it was a journey, and we never let up from it, though. No matter how long it took us, like he said, a couple of things came up, but we didn't let up from it, man, and we believed in ourselves, and we believed in what God has given us to do. So shout out to them three, most importantly, God, my wife, and Carlos.
Good. Carlos, go ahead, bro. Hey. Send your shouts out, man.
Man, hey, that was beautiful, Daytron. first and foremost, I want to thank God also, man. Thank the Most High, man, for giving us talents and gifts to share, you know, just for giving us the breath of life, man. I thank God for the opportunity to breathe and to see this day, yesterday, and tomorrow. I want to thank God for my kids. Give a shout out to my kids, Carlos Jr., Keith, Shay. I have a younger brother that's incarcerated, Charles Jr., Chief. Shout out to him. Kareem, my other brother, and everybody that support us, man. I want to give a special shout out also to Daytron's wife, for real, because she did hold him down. I was there. I was present when Daytron proposed to her, asked her to marry him. So, you know, we've really been through some special moments. Give a shout out to her because she kept him on track since he'd been out there and made sure that he did stick to his word and put this plan down. So, you know, thanks to everybody. I want to give a shout out to the guys that's on vacation with me also. You know, keep your head up, keep pushing, keep your eyes on the freedom. You know, keep your eyes on the prize, man. Don't give up. It's coming. I love you all.
Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. And real quick, bro. Hey, Carlos, I think, man. Look, I want to appreciate you, man, for joining in our Friday, our last Friday service, man. I really appreciate you, bro.
It's not gonna be my last one, brother. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's not gonna be my last time joining. I'm gonna join more often, you know. I'm gonna join more often. And before you let me go, man, I got to give a shout out to Roger Bernard, your classmate, my oldest brother. Yeah. You know, I got to give a shout out to him. Love you, big bro.
Definitely appreciate y'all, man. Definitely appreciate you, Daytron, man, for taking time out. Carlos, appreciate you, man, for again. For coming on, joining us in service. Hey, we gonna be on tomorrow at 6:30, but this time we're gonna be in the backyard, man. We're gonna be getting God's word in the backyard. So if you got time, Carlos, come on at 6:30 tomorrow. We're gonna be there, man. So man, look, I love y'all, bro. I really, really love y'all, man. I'm proud of y'all. Again, next Friday, man, I need y'all to be here same time. Number don't change. We'll get about a good 30 minutes in, man. Y'all can let the people give them a little bit of taste of what they're going to hear, what they're going to read when they get the book. So, hey, man, look, I salute y'all. Carlos, look, man, stay up. Keep your head down, bro. And Daytron, man, appreciate you. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all next week. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, these are my two homeboys, Daytron Gillian and Carlos Thomas, the authors of Thinking Out the Pen. You can get it from Amazon. You can get it with them. You can order it through Amazon. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. And when you get it, you better let them know that you want their signature on it, their autograph, because these brothers are going to go far. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all, bro. And, hey, everybody that's listening, you already know, this is your brother, your cousin, your nephew, Pastor Sago of Real Talk. I salute you, and we'll see you next week. One.
Appreciate
y'all.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio. You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. TPV Radio, Central Texas.